Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, all. Welcome to your hump edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's Wednesday, July 17th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Are you one of those four people out there that use Bing Search? Well, guess what? You're about to get a little bit more, shall we say, secure now. Starting this summer, Bing is going to encrypt all of its search traffic by default. Now, yes, the company has been offering encrypted search for an option for about a year and a half now, but they figured, why not make it standard for all the users, yes, all four of you, that use the service. Microsoft is saying what this means to you is encryption by default means safer searches. Microsoft also said it will continue to include referrer strings in searches letting webmasters know that a particular visitor to their site came from Bing, but actual query terms will no longer be passed on.
Ooh, that's the private stuff.
As for Google and Yahoo searches, yeah, they're pretty much saying to Microsoft, yes, welcome to the present day. Now, we all remember that Apple's unveiling its news app, you know, a.k.a. Flipboard, a.k.a. we stole it for, you know, and now it's going to be Apple thingy, haha. But a lot of people have kind of wondered, how's that news going to be put into that app? Who's going to gather it? Probably some computer or something. No. Just like the human flavor of Beats 1, that's exactly what's going to happen to the news app. According to 9to5 Mac, it has unearthed a job advert confirming that Apple News will be run not by software, but by you and I, yes, humans. And the most important stories will be delivered to your phones and tablets that way, not by some algorithm computer doing all that crap. According to the advert that 9to5 Mac found, the editor will be asked to craft compelling email newsletters, as well as news research and all this sort of stuff. Kind of sounds like an intern job, doesn't it? All right, okay, let's face it. Sometimes we got this dilemma of, okay, I got a Twitter account, I got a Facebook account, I got all these social accounts. I don't have anything to say. You know, I just can't think of anything to post today. Well, guess what? Facebook's come to your rescue, at least for Facebook. Not really for Twitter, but for your Facebook status, they can help you out. According to the folks over at Social Times and the Next Web, some Facebook users are actually beginning to see hashtag and even status recommendations for what you could actually post on Facebook. Basically, what Facebook is doing is toying with the idea of actually putting suggestions in your status update, reminding you saying that, hey, your favorite sports team won the national championship or something like that. Which, by the way, yay, go Warriors. In any case, this isn't something that's actually just turned on and is going to be done without your permission, no. It's just Facebook playing mind games with you again, hoping to get in your head. Kind of saying, go on, post something. You need to. You want to. You crave it. Because if you don't, then we're going to make less money, and that doesn't look good to our stockholders. You might remember those Razer's VR kits came out, yeah, the virtual reality thingy, yeah. Well, that was only towards those Linux and Windows users. But now, if you're an Android user, yes indeed, you can get into that full virtual reality yourself too. Now, since it's supporting Android, they're hoping to enable developers to create mobile content. And, of course, now being working with some mobile devices, the hardware kit will now include a mobile faceplate, which will work in conjunction with the Android SDK. That's going to let developers to test their own SVR hardware on Android devices. If you already have the kit and you're thinking, okay, great, I got to go buy another thing. No. All you got to do is just swap out the developer's headset default faceplate and then replace it with the mobile version when it arrives. Well, if you're thinking this all sounds nice and geeky and cool to you, and you want to join in on the fun too, the Hacker Development Kit is shipping now for $299. And finally, yeah, sorry guys, it's a bit of a short one today. Dieting, yes, it's just become part of our lives. Yeah, I'm kind of on it, then I'm not on it, then I just don't care. But a lot of people do count their calories every day. And thanks to the folks over at Google, they're going to make it even more easy for you now. Say you're standing in line at McDonald's. Yeah, you on a diet? Yeah, right. And you're looking at the Big Mac up there and you're thinking, maybe I'm on my cheat day. Maybe I could have a Big Mac today. I wonder how many calories are in that thing. Well, Google it now. In fact, you don't even have to use your fingers. All you got to do is just talk to it and say, Google calories in a Big Mac. And voila, there's your calories, all 257 billion of them. Google's also going to have in its search results a fast food chain's full menu, and you'll be able to click on each item showing its nutritional values. Fast food and nutritional values. Doesn't really go together, does it? In any case, if you're really trying to watch that calorie intake and you are on that severe diet, Google now can be your food pal. But let's face it, if you're searching for the calories in a Big Mac, you ain't on a diet. Not even close. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow. As you know, it's Thursday, so it'll be a little late as always tomorrow, but I'll do my best to try to push you out of show tomorrow. And we'll be getting you caught up in all the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully a heck of a lot more than happened today, because it just sucked today, didn't it? In any case, I hope you have a fantastic Hump Day Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening.